Chapter 9, Dynasties in History.
In this unit, you will practice giving information about the dynasties and history of China. Review the use of time prepositions, a use of passive voice, and the causative verb. Learn one way to change verbs to nouns, five ways to change nouns to verbs, and the ing form of the verb. Expand your vocabulary in the areas of scholars, belief systems, and government officials.
Part 1. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. Dynasties. History. Civilization. Probably. Scholars. Agree. Historians. Descended. Culture, lacquered, pottery, writing, system, records, oracle, bones. Exercise 2B.
Shoulder, blades, pigs, characters, scratched, telling, future, existed, advanced, bronze, metal, workers.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. This is my first visit to China, and I'd like to learn more about your history. What are the main dynasties I should know about?
Well, China has a very long history. Our civilization is probably the oldest in the world. Most of our scholars agree that the first dynasty was the Xia, about 2200 to 1750 B.C. Historians think the Xia descended from the Longshan culture in the Yellow River Valley. They made beautiful black lacquered pottery.
Did they invent your writing system?
Scholars think the Xia dynasty had a writing system, but the best records are from the Shang dynasty. Have you heard about the Shang oracle bones? The bones were the shoulder blades of pigs and had Chinese characters scratched on them. The bones were used for telling the future. The Shang dynasty existed between about 1700 and 1000 B.C. Its people were very advanced bronze metal workers.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
A very long history. Probably the oldest in the world. Most of our scholars agree. The first dynasty descended from the Longshan culture. Black lacquered pottery, a writing system, Chinese characters scratched on them, telling the future, between about 1700 and 1000 B.C., very advanced bronze metal workers, the best records, Shang oracle bones, the shoulder blades of pigs.
Exercise 5B. China has a very long history. Our history is probably the oldest in the world. Most of our scholars agree. The first dynasty was the Xia. The Xia descended from the Longshan culture. They made beautiful black lacquered pottery. Scholars think the Xia dynasty had a writing system. The best records are from the Shang dynasty. Have you heard about the Shang oracle bones? The bones had Chinese characters scratched on them. The bones were used for telling the future. People of the Shang dynasty were very advanced bronze metalworkers. Consolidation exercises. Exercise 6. This is my first visit to China, and I'd like to learn more about your history. What are the main dynasties I should know about?
Well, China has a very long history. Our civilization is probably the oldest in the world. Most of our scholars agree that the first dynasty was the Shah, about 2200 to 1750 BC. Historians think the Shah descended from the Longshan culture in the Yellow River Valley. They made beautiful black lacquered pottery.
Did they invent your writing system?
Scholars think the Shah dynasty had a writing system, but the best records are from the Shang dynasty. Have you heard about the Shang oracle bones? The bones were the shoulder blades of pigs and had Chinese characters scratched on them. The bones were used for telling the future. The Shang dynasty existed between about 1700 and 1000 BC. Its people were very advanced bronze metal workers.
Exercise 7B.
1. Our civilization is probably the oldest in the world. 2. Most of our scholars agree that the first dynasty was the Shah. 3. Historians think the Shah descended from the Longshan. 4. The best records are from the Shang dynasty. 5. Have you heard about the oracle bones? 6. The bones had Chinese characters scratched on them. 7. The bones were used for telling the future.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Exercise 8B. Philosopher. Poet. Linguist. Archaeologist. Geographer. Mathematician. Chemist. Sociologist, astronomer, anthropologist, physicist, political scientist. Exercise 9B.
Civilize, civilization, colonize, colonization, categorize, categorization, formalize, formalization. Industrialize, industrialization. Legalize, legalization. Normalize, normalization. Rationalize, rationalization. Systemize, systemization. Standardize, standardization. Descend, descendant. Ascend, ascendant. Depend, dependent. Contend, contendant.
Part 2. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. Next. Gained. Power. Over. Section. Peace. Stability. Middle. Number. Ruled. Principalities. Defeated. Army. Barbarians. Period. Lasted. Time. Belief. Laws. Legalism. Exercise 2B.
Govern. Divided. Jump. Perfected. Administrative. Ethnic. Extended. Boundaries. Best. Known. Reputation. Brilliant. Nice. Civil. War. Destroyed. Modern. Created.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. Who came next?
The Western Zhou gained power over the Shang in a section of the Yellow River Valley and kept peace and stability for hundreds of years. The Zhou were located in the middle of a number of principalities. That's where we get the name, the Middle Kingdom. In 771 BC, the Zhou were defeated by an army of barbarians from the west of China. They moved east and became the Eastern Zhou. The period of the Eastern Zhou lasted until about 221 BC. It is often known as the Spring and Autumn and Warring States period. That was the time when Taoism grew as a belief. It was the time of Confucius, and it was the time in history when Chinese legalism grew. The legalists created a set of laws to help govern a very divided China. In 221 BC, the Qin Dynasty was established. China was unified as one. Under the Qin rulers, the Great Wall was built, and the country began to adopt a uniform system of writing, money, and measurement.
What about the more modern dynasties?
If we jump a few hundred years, we get to the Han Dynasty, about 206 BC to 220 AD. This dynasty was very important in Chinese history. They perfected an administrative system that was continued by every other dynasty in the history of the country. The Han became the largest and most important ethnic group in China.
I've heard a lot about the Tang Dynasty. Why were they so important?
Our historians think that the Tang were probably just as important as the Han. The Tang extended China's boundaries north to Siberia and to Korea in the east. I think one of the best-known rulers of the dynasty was the Empress Wu. She has a reputation for being brilliant, but not a very nice person. The Tangs lost power because of a civil war that destroyed the dynasty.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
Gained power over the Shang in a section. Kept peace and stability. An army of barbarians. Lasted until about 221 BC. As a belief. Time of Confucius. The time in history. A set of laws. A very divided China. Jump a few hundred years. An administrative system. By every other dynasty. The history of the country. The largest and most important. Ethnic group. Just as important as the Han. One of the best known rulers. A reputation for being brilliant. A very nice person. Lost power because of a civil war.
Exercise 5B. The Western Zhou dynasty gained power over the Shang. The Zhou kept peace and stability for hundreds of years. The Zhou were located in the middle of a number of principalities. Zhou were defeated by an army of barbarians. The Eastern Zhou lasted until about 221 BC. Taoism grew as a belief. It was also the time of Confucius. It was the time in history when Chinese legalism grew. The legalists created a set of laws to help govern China. If we jump a few hundred years, we get to the Han Dynasty. The Han perfected an administrative system. The system was continued by every other dynasty in the history of the country. The Han became the largest and most important ethnic group. The Tang extended China's boundaries. One of the best-known rulers was the Empress Wu. She had a reputation for being brilliant. The Tang lost power because of a civil war. Consolidation exercises. Exercise 6. Who came next?
The Western Zhou gained power over the Shang in a section of the Yellow River Valley and kept peace and stability for hundreds of years. The Zhou were located in the middle of a number of principalities and ruled over those principalities. That's where we get the name, the Middle Kingdom. In 771 BC, the Zhou were defeated by an army of barbarians from the west of China. They moved east and became the Eastern Zhou. The period of the Eastern Zhou lasted until about 221 BC. It is often known as the Spring and Autumn and Warring States period. That was the time when Taoism grew as a belief. It was the time of Confucius, and it was the time in history when Chinese legalism grew. The legalists created a set of laws to help govern a very divided China. In 221 BC, the Qing Dynasty was established. China was unified as one. Under the Qing rulers, the Great Wall was built, and the country began to adopt a uniform system of writing, money, and measurement.
What about the more modern dynasties?
If we jump a few hundred years, we get to the Han Dynasty, about 206 BC to 220 AD. This dynasty was very important in Chinese history. They perfected an administrative system that was continued by every other dynasty in the history of the country. The Han became the largest and most important ethnic group in China.
I've heard a lot about the Tang Dynasty. Why were they so important?
The Tang extended China's boundaries north to Siberia and to Korea in the east. I think one of the best-known rulers of the dynasty was the Empress Wu. She has a reputation for being brilliant, but not a very nice person. The Tangs lost power because of a civil war that destroyed the dynasty.
Exercise 7B.
1. They kept peace and stability for hundreds of years. 2. The Zhou were in the middle of a number of principalities. 3. The Zhou were defeated by an army of barbarians. 4. The period of the Eastern Zhou lasted until 220 BC. 5. Taoism grew as a belief. 6. They perfected an administrative system. 7. The Han became the most important ethnic group. 8. She has a reputation for being brilliant.
Expansion exercises. Exercise 8B. Buddhism, Hinduism, Shintoism, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Mysticism, Catholicism, Lamaism, Shamanism, Animism, Pantheism, Word Building. Exercise 9B.
Power, powerful, powerless. Care, careful, careless. Help, helpful, helpless. Thought, thoughtful, thoughtless. Tact, tactful, tactless. Use, useful, useless. Harm, harmful, harmless. Shame, shameful, shameless. Color, colorful, colorless.
Part 3. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. Really. Occupation. Used. Top. Officials. Opera. Invented. Followed. Cruel. Pretty. Exercise 2B.
Bad. Executed. Prime Minister. Plotting. Against. Changes. Moved. Emperor. Fortified. Ones. Remember. Last. Lasted. Elderly. Recall. Gradual. Decline. Rebellions. Happened. Foreign.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. What about the Mongols?
The Mongols were not really a dynasty, but they called themselves the Yuan Dynasty. They were really an occupation government. They used the Mongol language, and many top government officials were Mongols. Everyone knows Kublai Khan, who had the Grand Canal extended. The Peking Opera was invented in this period. The Ming Dynasty followed the Mongols.
Were the Ming rulers really cruel?
Well, yes. Some of them were pretty bad. The first emperor had 40,000 people executed because his own prime minister was plotting against him. But the Ming made a lot of changes. They unified China and moved the capital to Beijing, and they fortified the Great Wall. They were the ones who built the Forbidden City.
Do many modern Chinese people remember the last of the Manchu dynasty?
Yes. That dynasty lasted until 1911, so very elderly people might recall the last days. The Manchu period saw the gradual decline of dynastic China. There were a number of rebellions, including the famous Boxer Rebellion. The Opium Wars happened in this dynastic period, too. The last of the Manchu period was also the time when a lot of foreign countries forced their way into China. Hong Kong was leased to Britain at that time. Since 1911, many things have changed here in China.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
Not really a dynasty. An occupation government. Government officials. Was invented in this period. Followed the Mongols. Some of them were pretty bad. Had 40,000 people executed. His own prime minister, plotting against him, made a lot of changes. Moved the capital to Beijing. Fortified the Great Wall. Lasted until 1911. Very elderly people. Recalled the last days. The gradual decline. A number of rebellions. The famous Boxer Rebellion. A lot of foreign countries. Was leased to Britain.
Exercise 5B. The Mongols were not really a dynasty. They were really an occupation government. Many top government officials were Mongols. Everyone knows Kublai Khan. The Ming Dynasty followed the Mongols. Some of them were pretty bad. The first Ming Emperor had 40,000 people executed. His own Prime Minister was plotting against him. The Mings made a lot of changes. They moved the capital to Beijing. They fortified the Great Wall. They built the Forbidden City. The Manchu Dynasty lasted until 1911. Very elderly people might recall the last days. The Manchus saw the gradual decline of dynastic China. There were a number of rebellions. A lot of foreign countries forced their way into China. Hong Kong was leased to Britain at that time. Since 1911, many things have changed here in China. Consolidation exercises. Exercise 6. What about the Mongols?
The Mongols were not really a dynasty, but they called themselves the Yuan Dynasty. They were really an occupation government. They used the Mongol language, and many top government officials were Mongols. Everyone knows Kublai Khan, who had the Grand Canal extended. The Peking opera was invented in this period. The Ming Dynasty followed the Mongols.
Were the Ming rulers really cruel?
Well, yes. Some of them were pretty bad. The first Ming emperor had 40,000 people executed because his own prime minister was plotting against him. But the Mings made a lot of changes. They unified China and moved the capital to Beijing, and they fortified the Great Wall. They were the ones who built the Forbidden City.
Do many modern Chinese people remember the last of the Manchu dynasty?
Yes, that dynasty lasted until 1911, so very elderly people might recall the last days. The Manchu period saw the gradual decline of dynastic China. There were a number of rebellions, including the famous Boxer Rebellion. The Opium Wars happened in this dynastic period, too. The last of the Manchu period was also the time when a lot of foreign countries forced their way into China. Hong Kong was leased to Britain at that time. Since 1911, many things have changed here in China.
Exercise 7B.
1. They were really an occupation government. 2. Many top government officials were Mongols. 3. The Ming Dynasty followed the Mongols. 4. The first Ming emperor had 40,000 people executed. 5. They fortified the Great Wall. 6. That dynasty lasted until 1911. 7. Elderly people might recall the last days. 8. There were a number of rebellions.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Exercise 8B. Minister. Advisor. Assistant. Bureaucrat. Secretary, diplomat, deputy minister, consul, auditor, manager, supervisor, ambassador, director, consultant, undersecretary, clerk. Word building.
Governing, governing, inventing, inventing. Fortifying, fortifying, plotting, plotting, happening, happening, thinking, thinking, changing, changing, following, following, writing, writing, ruling, ruling, hearing, hearing.
Listening test. 1. Most of our scholars agree that the first dynasty was the Xia. 2. Historians think the Xia descended from the Longshan culture. 3. Scholars think the Xia dynasty created a writing system. 4. The Zhou were located in a number of middle principalities. 5. Taoism was the belief in the Zhou period. 6. The Zhou were defeated by the barbarians from the west. 7. If we jump for a few hundred years, we get to the Han dynasty. 8. The Tang were probably not important to the Han. 9. One of the best rulers of the dynasty was the Empress Wu. 10. Elderly people might recall the last days.